Happy Monday to you. Time for your morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton, along with senior writer John Osher, talking about some stories that we'll be covering for you today. First, obviously, is the offense and a reality check, John. I don't know about you, but I got lots of play calling questions. We're dealing with six starting rookies on the offense.
Yeah, and people keep saying, why don't they throw down the field more? Why don't they do this? Why don't they do this? You've got so many rookies. You had a rookie quarterback. You had a rookie running back playing for a while. I think he's going to play some more. Rookie offensive linemen. There's a limit to how much you're going to open things up when you're dealing with that. Over time, Jed Fish is a guy who wants to be creative, wants to go downfield. He wants to do all these things with this much youth. It's tough.
Walk before you run. We'll obviously talk about that with the players today. Was there progress on defense, or was it a case of the Steelers' offense not being as explosive as they've seen in recent weeks?
Well, I can't say that that's not a good offense in Pittsburgh because you have Antonio Brown, you have a good running game, you have Ben Roethlisberger. I think the defense played well. They still gave up yards. What they did was they got the Steelers off the field in some situations. The fumble at the end that gave the Jaguars the ball before the Bortles interception. Those are plays you've got to make if you're giving up yards to hold the other team off the board. Jaguars defense, I thought, for the first time, did the job we thought they'd do in the offseason, meaning keep the game close for a young, struggling offense to stay in it. That's the defense we thought we'd see.
All right, so reality check, progress on defense. Finally, is this the week for the Jaguars have their first shot to win?
Well, it's easy to say that because Tennessee's struggling. The other reality is you want to step back and realize that Jaguars are 0-5. Tennessee's saying the exact same thing. So it's tough to say, yes, they're going to win. I think they're going to keep getting better. I think the offense is going to keep growing. At some point, that's going to mix with a little bit more of a winnable schedule, and they're going to get things going, I think.
All right, look for these and other stories on Jaguars.com throughout the day. Have a good Monday.